What's up, you guys? It's your girl Anna with the Undateable Chick Podcast. What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? Ladies, what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? All right, guys. So we are going to be talking about a lot of stuff tonight. So to begin, I want to say thank you for even tuning in and listening to me. Because you know I can talk. If you know me personally, you know I can talk. I like to talk, and that is why I'm doing what I love. Anyway, I want to talk about something that I usually don't talk about on the show, which is usually what's going on in the world today. So how many of y'all heard about what's going on with Lil Fizz and April? I did a long pause at the camera. Now, a lot of us who grew up, you know, with B2K, we know Lil Fizz as a light-skinned guy who never took his shirt off in all the songs and videos and things like that. He was like the rapper or whatever. Hey, yo. No, that ain't him. I forget his rap or whatever. I was gonna rap for y'all, whatever, but I'ma chill. I'ma chill, shawty. I'ma chill. Thank you. That's the best advice I could take. But anyway, no. Y'all remember Lil Fizz, okay? So apparently, Lil Fizz and Omarion's baby mama, because she was never a wife, April Jones, honey, then got together. Now, it was speculation during the Millennia Tour, and I had already said if they was gonna cancel that tour because that hoe was sleeping with Lil Fizz, oh, me and April was gonna go head to head, baby, because you know how long I've been waiting for B2K to get back together so we can do a concert. Okay, so I'm glad they waited until after the tour was over with to come out public and to, you know, settle things down. But anyway, that's what the main topic came from today, which is, can you trust your friend around your boo thing? And in this case, Omarion, how long have Lil Fizz and April been messing around behind your back, bruh? I know you don't care. Y'all, have y'all seen Omarion? Bruh, Omarion is at peace. He don't give a shit, and I love that. I wish I had that same feeling, but I don't know if I could do that. If my friend was to do something like that, how would I be able to deal with that person? Because, you know, it is always bros before hoes, right? And in this situation, yo, Marion, yo, ho got to you, bro. You feel me? But anyway, that's going to be the beginning of the topic. So, how comfortable are you with leaving your boo thing or, you know, your girlfriend or boyfriend around your friend? Now, I've personally had situations where I've been left with my friends, boyfriends or whatever. And I'm one of those women, like, I don't know if they can sense it off me that I would never cross that line. When I tell y'all I don't cross lines, I don't cross lines. And I am so, so, so serious about girl code. So if you've ever dealt with a guy, I'm sorry, I'm not going to deal with that person. Even if me and you are not friends anymore, I'm still not going to cross that line and deal with whoever you deal with. Number one, I don't want to go behind you. Especially, no, I don't like to share y'all. Isn't it crazy? I'm real selfish when it comes to human beings. Like, if you my friend, you my friend. I really don't be wanting to share you with nobody. But I know you can't live like that. And I don't want to think I'm crazy. So, I don't act upon it. I just feel that way. But I think girl code is very, very important. And bro code. Guys seem to not really care if you screw their ex. I don't know why. But I don't know if women are not, men don't value relationships like that or what it is. But I just personally feel like when it comes down to your friends being intimate or being in a relationship with somebody you were intimate with, it's gross. And I'm not saying, okay, so say for instance you had a girlfriend sixth grade and now y'all like 35. That's not what I'm talking about because y'all was in school. But I'm talking about y'all was a full-blown adult dating each other. You brought your boo thing around your friends. You know, your boo thing came around with y'all. They knew about each other. Hell, your friend went to the wedding with y'all or whatever. Like, that's what I mean by crossing the line. I just think those lines shouldn't be crossed when it comes down to dating somebody you used to, you know, mess with. Now, granted, I don't know. Honestly, okay, so I'm going to tell you what my views are with this April and Lil Fizz thing. I really think April is trying to stay relevant. Number one, she's a beautiful girl. But if you've ever watched her on, I can't remember, I seen them on the show. I don't know if Omarion had a show or what was it, but I remember just seeing their relationship and how volatile it was. That bitch crazy. And I'll tell my life, she looked like she pushed. She looked like she raised her hand. She's very aggressive. And I know if I was a man, I wouldn't want to deal with nobody like that. Yeah, sex might be great with her, but for somebody to put their hands on you and to be acting blanked out crazy, yeah, that's not a good look. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not a little off. All women are off. We emotional creatures. So we all have those emotional characteristics that might make it seem like we're crazy. But April S. is one of them women that, rest in peace, love thy. That's the vibe she gives me. So I pray for Lil Fizz. I really hope it's for clout and they really aren't doing it like that. And if they are, peace with you guys, and you guys will get what's coming to you. That's just point blank period. Moving on. So personally, with my friends, yeah, I trust my friends, but I'm one of those people, I would never want to make the situation come to life. Like, I'm not going to set up a situation where it might happen. Like, we all drunk and I leave my man with my friends. I ain't doing that. I don't trust no woman. Because women are some, I'm not saying me and everybody not like this. Let me not categorize all women. But some women don't have no coomp about themselves. Y'all know I'm from the country. They don't have no coomp, no class, no none of that about themselves, honey. And when they see you got some, baby, they want it. All right. So, I'm just going to give y'all a little scenario. So, I had a friend of mine. I'm going to call her associate because we really weren't friends. Like, we only hung out with each other when we were at work. And then sometimes we'll go out to eat or go out, you know, after work or whatever. And during this time I was married. And so, basically one day I was like, oh, well, you know, me and my husband, we want to go out or whatever. Do you mind if he come? And I was young and dumb, y'all, super young. And she was like, yeah, he can come, he can come. So anyway, we're setting the scene up. So we're new to the town and, you know, she comes and picks us up in her car and we're driving. And I sat in the front seat and I kept seeing her looking in the rearview mirror. Now, I'm not giving too much details. I'm still. Those details, but they were just, let's just say they were relatable. They both had something in common that I did not have, okay? And so she kept looking at him and I looked at her and I'm just like, what the hell is she looking at? Like, I'm jealous now. I wasn't jealous back then. I loved him and I was like, oh yeah, that's my man. But I wasn't like, that's my man. I don't know if y'all understand what I mean by that, but I just wasn't like, I wasn't overprotective, you know, like I am now. Anyway, long story short, we get to the club and, the kind of club we went to would have been relatable to them because I don't have anything to do with that culture. I'm just married to it, essentially. And so we're at the club or whatever, and, you know, me and my man dancing. I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You want to come with me? And she's like, no, I'm going to stay here. Now, girls, we all go to the club together, don't we? I mean, we not to the club, but to the bar. I mean, to the bathroom. We go to the bathroom together, right? So we trying to go to the bathroom or whatever. And she tells me, no, I don't want to go. And I'm like, dude, I can get snatched up or anything. You just gonna let me go to the bathroom myself? And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I asked my husband, I said, can you walk me to the bathroom and stand at the door? And he was like, yeah. So she was like, I'll just come. Like all these little things. We're like, what's going on, you know? And so anyway, long story short, by the end of the night, we were all kind of drunk, whatever. Not super drunk, but drunk where I, like me, when I get drunk, I'm the opposite of being loose and not caring. When I get drunk, I get very, very observant, and I start noticing everything. And so, basically, we was getting in the car or whatever. She was like, yeah, Alicia, let him sit up here with us, you know, with me. She said, I need somebody to help me stay awake. You look sleepy. And I said, I'm good. So I'm like kind of rolling my eyes and I'm just like, why the fuck is she doing this? Like, I just didn't understand that. So she drops us back off at the house and she's like, can I come in and use the bathroom? And I was like, girl, my house ain't clean. You only live like 10 minutes away, you know, just go home. She's like, I can't hold it. And I was like, okay, so that's when I peeped game, you know. Cause the whole night, she wasn't directly flirting, but she was indirectly flirting. They're indirectly flirting by like, to giving him compliments through me, that kind of thing. And again, y'all, I'm young, dumb, and just not really knowing until I finally caught on. Long story short, it's still not long story short because I'm still telling it. But anyway, she comes in the house, and I'm sitting on the sofa. My husband went to the bedroom, and he closed the door. And I'm in the living room, but I have a mirror right there by my door so I can see the reflection of the hall. And I see this heifer come out the bathroom. She looked up the hall and then looked back at the door. And it looked like she was trying to walk back there. I don't know, y'all. I don't know what she was thinking or what was going through her head. But I was just like, hey, girl, I called her name or whatever. And I was like, what you doing? And she was like, oh, girl, I can't remember which way out. Yeah, so I don't trust females like that. I just my friends, but I just don't want to never set up a situation where it could possibly happen, so I try to avoid it. But at the end of the day, y'all, grown people gonna be grown. And if your friends gonna do you like that and your man gonna do you like that, it's gonna happen. And it's really nothing you can do but to cut them off. That's all you can do. God forbid that nothing like that happens to me. I'm pretty trusting to my friends, and my friends pretty much trust me. But I'm gonna just say this. If a outside woman, my man decides to cheat on me, whatever, he decides to cheat on me, and I don't know the woman, I'm not going to say nothing to her. But if I know the bitch, oh, I'm whooping your ass. And, yeah, this is what's going to happen. And I'm going to whoop his ass, too. Like, both of y'all get your ass whooped. And I'll be done with both of you guys, but I'll feel a lot better because you don't cross lines like that. And then y'all could be together with y'all black eyes. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm not violent at all. Okay, so moving on. So our next subject is going to be a dating story. Because, again, y'all love the dating stories. Okay, so this really is like it was a short-term thing. Like, I only went on... Did I even go on a date with the guy? I think I was talking to the guy for a long time on the phone, and I might have met him. I can't remember though. Lord have mercy. Anyway, this is what happened. So I used to work at Best Buy. Yay, Best Buy! That's the best place I ever worked in my life. So I used to work for Best Buy, and I used to be cool with this girl that worked there. Like, I was just mad cool with her. But you know how you friends with somebody at work, but just at work. Y'all don't hang out outside of work and none of that. But when she comes to work, you know she's going to be at work. You about to have a good time. That kind of girl. Okay, so that was her. And so, I used to talk to her all the time. And I used to, like, be telling her about people I'm, you know, talking to. And if I'm dating somebody. And, you know, we just talk about life, kids, and everything like that. And so, we was talking with each other for a minute. And I was, like, the same time, you know, being cool with her and working or whatever. I was talking to this guy. And it was something off about the guy, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. Plus, I really wasn't attracted to him like that. So, you know, a person can be really nice, but if the attraction is not there, most times it don't work. And so, you know, me and him was talking, and I finally kind of just, like, ghosted him in a sense where I just stopped responding to text messages and stuff like that. And so, here it is, 2019. Back then, that happened in 2017. 2019... probably like, I want to say like in February, she adds me as a friend on Facebook. And I was like, oh my God, hey girl, I haven't seen you in a minute. And I just was talking to her, like I added her, then I messaged her, like, you know, how she doing, that kind of thing. I didn't really look at her pictures. And so one day her picture came scrolling down my timeline. Girl, tell me why. Her and her husband will celebrate 5 years of an anniversary of them being married, okay? And they got 3 kids together. Tell me why the guy I was talking to while I was working at Best Buy. And her husband used to come pick her up from work every day. And I never seen him. But that was the same dude I was talking to. Baby, the TT. And this is why my brain always tell me niggas ain't shit. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it. But it is. Ha ha. What's put before me and what I see on the regular, you niggas ain't shit. You do stupid shit like that. I told you, boy, where I work there. You knew where I work there. I work with your wife. But you know, I'm going to say this. God's intuition is not like that. That's real. I say God's intuition is, you know, most people call it woman's intuition. God's intuition never leaves me wrong. Now, you can't confuse that with overthinking and intuition. Intuition, babe, you're going to feel it in your gut. Things ain't going to go right. Things are going to go wrong all the time with that situation. If it's not for you or if there's something going on. I'm telling you. Because I just couldn't even find myself to, like, I couldn't even see myself with that person. And I just would get off. Every time I talked to him, it was an off feeling that I would have with him when I spoke with him. And I'm just like, this whole time, bro. And I know y'all, I know it's like a year or two ago, whatever. But you was married. And I was cool with your wife. Like, bro. So that's just a wild thing, y'all. That was like, when I saw that, it really bothered me a little bit. I just started thinking about when if that was to happen to me, if I get married and God forbid my next husband do something like that. Like, it's just, that's my biggest fear, being cheated on. That's why I'm so reluctant in like getting serious, you know, because I don't want that to happen. Now, granted, I can't control the future. I can't control what is bound to happen, because you know our life is set up before we were even born. Because see, our life is already a path written out for us. So, you know, if it's supposed to happen, it's gonna happen. But y'all, when I first got cheated on in my marriage, okay, I was here. I didn't curse that much. I was real easygoing, calm, you know, chill. And it was two women that I dealt with in my previous marriage. And I was told it was nothing I did. It was just something they wanted to do. But they don't love them, though. Boy, what's love got to do with it, bruh? But anyway, I was here. Now I'm here. I don't play that shit. I don't know how I'm going to react now that I'm a grown adult. Back then, I was 19, 20, 21, 22. Now I'm 30. About to be 31. I don't know how my brain's gonna process my man cheating on me. I'm gonna leave you alone, but I just don't know how I'm gonna be emotionally, because that hurt me. But I was able to get over it, you know, with no problem. But me being this age, and I got a timeline I'm trying to keep with having my son and getting married and being able to live my best life, because I am not gonna be 45 and no kindergarten graduation. You feel me? Shout out to my friend, though. She probably gonna be older with her kid. I'll be on my cruise living my best life. Because my kids grow. So, yes, I have a timeline to keep. That's what I'm trying to do. So, me just dating for nothing, I can't do that. Like, I have to date with a purpose. Like, we need to date here 2-3 years. We need to be getting married. After that, our business need to be established. Then we're gonna have a baby. And so on and so forth. And then we're gonna get old. Your teeth gonna fall out. My teeth gonna fall out. And we're gonna live our best life with our dentures. So I need for the next man in my life to be serious like that, okay? Because I don't have time. My time. I gotta find my man. I gotta find him. Not gonna say fine. I gotta make sure the person I choose to be with is on the same path as me. Because I simply don't have time. Tick, 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 tick. See, my watch even gone. No time, baby. Time is very precious. And you can't get it back. Of course, they develop. I'm not going to go into that because that's scientific stuff, you know. I like it, time machine, stuff like that. I'm not going to weird y'all out too much. But anyway, moving on. So yeah, that was a wild dating story of me talking to somebody and I'm working with their wife. And no, I didn't tell her. Because honestly, it was a long time ago. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. I never gave it a nook. I ain't talked to him like that. So I'm pretty sure he went to the next best thing. And so he probably cheated on her several times. And some women are okay with that. Maybe they're in an open relationship. I don't know. It's not my business. I'm not about to get into that. I simply like their pictures and move on. All right, so we're gonna take a 5-minute break because this over here is having some esophagus issues. I don't know what's going on, but I'm about to fix it because I want to sound great on the radio for y'all or on y'all computer, however y'all listening. So give me a moment and I'll be right back. Woo! Dynamo chicks! All right, we're back, y'all. So, we left off at the dating story and how I had to ghost the guy because I was having a bad feeling about him. And turns out he was actually married to somebody I was working with that I happened to be cool with at work. So, yeah. So, since we were talking about being ghosted, how do you get over being ghosted? Now, I ain't gonna sit up here and lie and say I ain't never been ghosted, because I have. But they always come back, tell me when they miss me. Mm-hmm. Where were you 3 months ago, bro? Don't come back at me like that. In my 20s, I would have responded with anger and hate and then blocked them. But now, I don't even respond. I leave them on red and move on. Because that's what you do as an adult. So the question was raised on how do you get over being ghosted? Number one, accept the fact that they missed out. It's not you. It might have been you. But in your head, you say that it was them and they ain't ready for you. You too good for them, baby. That's how you have to look at it. When somebody throws a negative shot at you, if it's not criticism that's gonna improve your life, then you have to look at it as they missed their shot with you, okay? That's just how that works. Number two, reevaluate the situation. Was that man, was that girl really for you? Was she meant to be in your life? Probably not. If she ghosted you. Number three, you have to reevaluate the people you're choosing to date. Now, granted, we do have to, get out there and try to get a feel for everybody that you're meeting or whatever, to try to get to know people better. However, girl, if you're getting ghosted time after time after time, and guys, if you're getting ghosted time after time after time, it might be something you're doing. So you need to, analyze yourself. Sit down, think about what did you say on this day? What did you do on this day? It couldn't be your look, because most time when you meet somebody in person, they know what you look like. Or if you meet somebody online, if you're not catfishing, hard to do that nowadays. But if you're not catfishing, they already know what you look like, so it's not your looks. Unless... And that's a big unless, capital U unless. Unless you one of them people that take headshots and don't show your full body pictures. Y'all gotta give people the opportunity to want to deal with the plus size folks or the skinny folks. Honey, some people can't take curves. In fact, I'm too big for people. You feel me? And I lost weight and I'm still fat, so... It's whatever. I don't even care, bro. I still represent fat girls. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm 200 pounds plus, baby. And then, like me, I'm not attracted to skinny dudes. You feel me? So, if you don't show me a picture and all I got is a headshot of a thick neck and your face and you look all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to date with you. But if I get there and your bones, bro, I'm not going to talk to you because it's simply not what I'm attracted to. You feel me? So, that's just it. So if you've been ghosting, the way you get over it, you need to take those steps I just told you. And I'm only saying this because that's how I was able to get over being ghosted by someone that I really like. And I thought we were vibing, you know what I'm saying? I thought everything was good, you know? I ain't gonna lie, y'all. So I met him on Tinder. Another day story I'm throwing in here. I met him on Tinder. And we was vibing. Like, we talked on Tinder, I know, for like 2 or 3 months, okay? And he was telling me all the good things. And then he was sending me lunch money. I like the lunch money. Good cash out. So if y'all want to send me some cash out lunch money, bruh, DM me. I'll give you my cash out. Because I like lunches. You feel me? Anyway, that was a plus. Number two, he had goals. He was driven. And he had a plan. Granted, he was a little older than me. He was in his 40s. Already established, and we talked about building my business. If you guys don't know me personally, so my dream is to open my own spa dedicated to healing after surgery. So there's any type of surgery, I want to be the one that take care of your body afterwards and make sure that you have the proper care you need after having surgery, whether it's cosmetic or it was a well-needed surgery for health reasons, whatever. So that's what I used to talk to him about, right? So he had a really good job or whatever and lived in Buckhead. So he was telling me, oh, well, we sit down, do this, 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 and that. you know, we can make a plan of action and have you launch in probably like 2020. So I'm excited. You feel me? I'm super excited. And anyway, long story short, we finally meet up down at, what is the name of that town? Pons Market. Pons something market. Y'all know downtown Atlanta. Well, sort of downtown, midtown area. Anyway, we met down there and went through the little shops or whatever, and we found a little Asian place to eat. And we were sitting there eating, and the conversation was going right, but I can tell something was off. Like, it had rained that day, and normally I was wearing my natural hair, but I couldn't wear my natural hair because it was raining and my hair was frizzy. It wouldn't curl, it wouldn't do right. So I had to wear a wig, y'all. And so I came with my best bob wig. Y'all have seen that wig. It's lit. You feel me? Matter of fact, Liz gave me a compliment on it on the show. So my wig was lit, okay? I wore that wig because it was raining, and so it stayed down. Like, that's what I did. So I could tell things were off about, you know, because I felt like the whole time we talked, he preached about him not liking weave and stuff like that, right? And my ass showed up on the first day with a wig on. So, you know, But it was raining, bruh. People, guys need to understand hair, bruh. If you have natural hair, you can't do rain. It just, your hair not gonna do right, bruh. Unless you got a keratin treatment or a perm, it's not gonna hold in the rain. It's gonna poof up into an afro. And so, long story short, basically, we ate. He ended that day early. He gave me money for childcare. He was like, oh yeah, I told you I was gonna pay for childcare. Cause y'all, I can't go on dates without my childcare being paid for. I'm sorry. It's not that I'm asking for money. It's just, that's just something that I require. Kind of, sort of. Well, they offer. It's not like I'm out here, like, give me money for daycare and I don't do that. It's one of those, hey, I gotta pay for daycare. And if, you know, it's not in my means to go on a date with you right now, I can't go. So that's how that happened. And so, anyway, he gave me a hug. And he looked so sad. He looked really, really sad. And, that was the last time I saw him. And then he ended up hitting me up like 3 months later saying, what's up? I knew exactly who it was. But you ghosted me, bro. So there's nothing else for us to talk about. And that was it. And I said, I'm sorry, who is this? And he said the name. I said, I'm sorry, you had the wrong number. And that was it. But I know why I got ghosted. Because this whole time we was talking, FaceTiming and all that kind of stuff, he seen nothing but my natural hair. And then I preached about me wearing my natural hair. Like, I talk about my weave from time to time during special events, special occasions or whatever. And especially during the summertime because it's hot. And so he knew that part. But he just couldn't get down with that bob, y'all. My bob, it kind of broke my dream a little bit. But anyway, I'm going to get my business one of these days, y'all. I just need some investors, you know. I'm going to crowdfund in a little bit. So yeah, that's what happened with that. So I've definitely been ghosted by someone I really, really had a true connection with, and I really liked him. But he just can't get down with weave, and I can't do nothing but respect that because I can't get down with cigarettes. I don't like cigarettes. I don't like tobacco at all. I hate the smell. And if you smoke, it's a complete turn off for me, and I just can't deal with you. That's just it. So I'm not offended that he didn't like me because of my weave, or he didn't want to continue talking to me because of my weave. Because my wig was bad, baby. But it was a wig, and he could tell it was a wig. So, there you have it. Anyway, y'all, we're going to end the show. And I just want to, again, thank you guys for being so supportive. I have fallen off for the last couple weeks by, you know, not promoting and posting anything on the page. But y'all know life happens. I've been working my tail off and trying to move up within the field I'm in. And just living life. Christmas coming up, so I'm probably gonna get a second job. Make them coins, y'all. You feel me? So y'all might see me on the pole at Blaze or something. Cause baby, I heard them sisters making 100K a year, and I'm trying to get in on that. And I got student loans to pay back. And Sally Mae don't give a damn that I went to college to get an education, and in a job that I get the education with the degree that they gave me, with the money that I took out from them alone, I can't even afford to pay the payments, bruh. Not the field I'm in, no, I can't. That's so weird. That's so wild. They should have gave us school for free, bruh. Like, that's just it. But anyway, y'all, I'm gonna end the show. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. And if you guys have any questions or concerns, you can always DM me questions and I will ask them on the show. stay tuned for next week's show. We're going to have Ebony Smith talk about her business on the show, and she's also going to be here talking about trust. So stay tuned for that. And just be on the lookout. I got some special news to tell y'all next week. So make sure you guys come back and tune in. Again, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, you can follow me on IG at AnnaStopIt25. That's AnnaStopIt25. And you can hit me up on the Undateable Chick podcast page. And then hit us up on Facebook and YouTube. And we are building the website as we speak. So, y'all stay tuned. Follow me, y'all. We moving. I appreciate you all sticking with me. Because if you don't stick with me, then how can I grow? I need you. I need y'all. Let people know that what I'm doing out here. I just like conversation. If you guys want to get on the show, hit me up. DM me. Be legit, though. Don't be like these dudes. I like your show. What's your favorite episode? Yeah, you don't listen to the show, so stop faking. But anyway, if you truly, truly want to come on the show, let me know. Hit me up, and we can try to arrange some things. I am looking for new co-hosts, you know, temporary co-hosts, not permanent, temporary co-hosts to accommodate me on the show. So if you guys fit that and you have a personality, you like to talk like me, don't mind a little, you know, critiques here and there. Don't mind, you know, someone having a different opinion than you. Then come on, hit me up. And that is all. So you guys have a great, great night. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon. Good night.